Before we jump into today's episode, let's give a shout out to our sponsor, Jane, a clinic management software and EMR. Whether you're just starting to do your research or you've been contemplating switching your software for a while now, the Jane team understands that the process can feel intimidating. That's why their goal is to provide you with all the onboarding resources you need to make the switch as soon as possible. Jane offers a personalized call to set up your account, a free data import, and a variety of online resources to get you up and running quickly. And if you ever need a helping hand along the way, you'll have access to unlimited phone, email, and chat support included in your Jane subscription. If you're interested in learning more, book a one-on-one demo at jane.app/switch. And if you decide to make the switch, don't forget to use the code HEAL1MO, that's HEAL1MO, at signup to receive a one-month grace period on your new Jane account. ABMP, Associated Bodywork and Massage Professionals, is proud to sponsor the Rub podcast from HealWell. Membership with ABMP offers comprehensive liability insurance along with meaningful resources and support that make a difference in your career. Featuring PocketSuite scheduling and booking software, free CE in the ABMP Education Center, quick reference apps like 5-Minute Muscles and Pocket Pathology, and the inspirational Massage and Bodywork magazine where you can read articles on the topic of massage and healthcare by HealWell's own Cal Cates. Discover why members expect more and get more at abmp.com. Welcome to The Rubdown, a news update about massage therapy. I'm your host, Corey Rivera, licensed massage therapist and correspondent. Every month, The Rub will bring you news from the world of massage therapy. Today's Rubdown will include news from January 1st to April 30th, 2024. Before we get to the news, I'd like to share with you a resource on the HealWell blog. There are a lot of acronyms, associations, and terms that fly around in massage therapy, so we've created a glossary and a list of helpful links. If we've missed any, please let us know by emailing us at podcast@healwell.org. And now, the news. First up, we have HealWell news. The Massage Therapy Foundation has awarded Children's Hospital of Philadelphia a research grant to replicate and expand a study originally conducted by Children's National Hospital and HealWell in 2012. The research is about the effect of massage therapy on sleep in pediatric oncology and stem cell transplant patients. The ability to replicate results is an important step in the research process and one that does not happen often for massage therapy. HealWell is thrilled to be working on this project. In other HealWell news, HealWell Homecoming will be September 20th through 21st in Arlington, Virginia. If you're looking for real-world, real serious topics combined with camaraderie, laughter, and an all-around good time, this is the event for you. We don't shy away from the hard topics, and we don't expect you to go it alone either. Today, we're featuring the two classes that will be taught Friday morning for 4 CEs each. In the first option, Sakina Irizarry will be talking about complications in pregnancies. She will discuss the racial discrimination that leads to 3 times more Black women dying of pregnancy complications in the United States. Sakina will talk about equitable access to care and how you, as a massage therapist, can help. In the second option, Megan Ballinger will be talking about the lymphatic system and teaching 2 self-manual lymphatic drainage techniques. Megan will discuss both lymphedema and lipedema. She'll talk about treatments for each and exciting new information about neurolymphatics and glymphatics. If those words are totally new to you, you should definitely come to this class, because when Megan nerds out, everybody wins. Up next, state and national news. The Federal Trade Commission has announced a rule that will place a national ban on non-compete agreements. Non-compete agreements, usually signed when an employee is hired, prevent the employee from working for competing companies. 1 in 5 workers in the United States are currently under non-competes. Originally, a non-compete was required of highly paid employees in order to protect trade secrets. But they've become so pervasive that retail and food service workers can be required to sign one. The Federal Trade Commission says that non-competes prevent workers from seeking better jobs with higher pay and also stops what is known as job churn, the process of workers moving up in their fields, which makes room for new workers to be hired. Additionally, non-competes prevent innovation. The state of California's long-standing refusal to enforce non-competes is credited with the rapid development and innovation of Silicon Valley. Many massage therapists are required to sign non-competes. At my first massage therapy job, I signed an 18-month non-compete with a 20-mile radius that covered every client the business I had worked for had ever seen. The business had been open for 25 years. For those of us in income brackets that are not six figures, non-competes allow employers to take advantage of their workers' lack of options. Also, in massage therapy, non-competes prevent continuation of care. We all know how attached clients get to therapists, and when a therapist is under a non-compete, the client may be unable to follow their therapist, leading to delays in treatment and possibly a decrease in treatment effectiveness due to the importance of the therapeutic relationship. The non-compete ban will go into effect in 4 months. However, less than 24 hours after it was passed, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, along with other business groups, filed a lawsuit saying that the ban is too wide and that the Federal Trade Commission is overstepping. We will have to wait to see what happens. Here's an update on the news from Gainful Employment from ABMP. A bill to stop the 150% rule changing to a 100% rule has been introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives. The 100% rule will affect all massage therapy schools. It means that any school that accepts Title IV funding, which includes education grants, cannot have a program longer than what is legally required by their state for licensing. Over half of states require only 500 hours for a license, and in an impressive twist, Title IV funding is not available for programs that are less than 600 hours. This means that massage schools in many states will be prevented from accepting Title IV funding, full stop. The bill to prevent the 100% rule is sponsored by Pennsylvania Representative Lloyd Smucker. All supporters on the bill are Republican, and since it's an election year, it is unlikely to go through without bipartisan support. The 100% rule goes into effect July 1st, but the Department of Education has realized the burden that this is placing on schools. It has agreed to extend the timeline, but only on a case-by-case basis, and it isn't clear for how long or what schools would qualify. Several states have changed or are planning to change hours required for a license. Louisiana has proposed a bill to move to 625 hours. Tennessee has passed a bill to increase to 650 hours. Florida approved an increase to 650 hours, and Nevada has proposed a bill to 625 hours. Next up, the Interstate Compact news from the Federation of State Massage Therapy Boards. The Interstate Massage Therapy Compact, or IMPACT, would increase the portability of massage therapy licensing between states. The compact is supported by the Council of State Governments and the Department of Defense. The compact currently needs to gain support in 7 states in order to continue the process. The compact would allow massage therapists with a license in one state to expedite the process of licensing in another. States must opt in to a compact. Currently, Nevada has accepted it, and New York, Ohio, Kentucky, Nebraska, and Alabama are considering it. Georgia was considering it, but it has run into some roadblocks. If you are a Georgia resident and would like to support the compact, please visit the link in the show notes for more information. The American Massage Therapy Association was previously in support of the compact, but now opposes it, stating, quote, "We are concerned with the barriers and restrictions currently in the impact that could impose unnecessary hurdles and exclude many massage therapists from immediately participating in it," unquote. These hurdles include the 625-hour requirement, requiring continuing education, requiring therapists to pass an exam, and wording that in practice allows only the FSMTB's MBLEX exam to qualify as that national exam. In other news, USO LMT and FSMTB worked together to stop the passage of an Arizona House bill that would have dissolved Arizona's Massage Therapy Board and merge it with Cosmetology and Barbering. This bill was stopped mid-March. While we certainly have things in common with those groups, massage therapy is a complicated profession that needs its own board to enable it to make independent decisions. Alaska overturned an executive order that would have dissolved their massage board and put massage therapy under the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Such a change would indicate that massage therapy in Alaska is considered a commercial matter as opposed to healthcare or service. It would impede legislation designed to promote effective and efficient massage therapy in the state. Our next segment is news from the Massage Therapy National Associations. USO LMT has added 5 new members to their board of directors and are looking for several more. They need a director of fundraising, marketing, education, and a secretary treasurer. You can find a board candidate information packet on their website. AFMTE has opened their Educator of the Year award nominations. They will be open until June 1st. The Massage Therapy Foundation is accepting posters for the AMTA convention in August. Topics are original research, program evaluation, and clinical case presentation. The deadline for submissions is May 31st. The Massage Therapy Foundation is also accepting student and practitioner case reports, and schools can apply for the Bob King Legacy Grant for community-based work. Legacy grants are between $500 and $1,500. The deadline for the case reports and the legacy grant applications is June 1st. The International Journal of Therapeutic Massage and Bodywork is the academic journal published by the Massage Therapy Foundation. They publish four times a year, and the first volume has been published and is available for you to read free of paywalls. It includes an editorial by the editor-in-chief, Dr. Amanda Basquill. This is the first of three editorials designed to, quote, inspire researchers, practitioners, and educators to share their work with the IJTMB community, unquote. This editorial focuses on research and discusses some of the challenges of massage therapy research, ethical considerations, and suggestions about knowledge translation, which is how research is shared. The second article is by Samantha Zabel, PhD candidate, about the Massage Therapy Practice-Based Research Network, or PBRN, an online portal that connects massage therapy clinicians with people researching massage therapy. You can find the PBRN at massagenet.org. The third article is titled The Multisystem Effects of Long COVID Syndrome and Potential Benefits of Massage Therapy in Long COVID Care. It is written by Elias Weeb and others. The article examines 17 reports of long COVID symptoms and compares existing research about the benefits of massage therapy for those specific symptoms. The last article, and my favorite, is titled What is Effective in Massage Therapy? Well, It Depends, by Jennifer Stewart Richardson and others. It depends is one of Healwell's most common answers to questions, so the title made me smile. The article discusses a series of semi-structured interviews that asked experienced orthopedic massage therapists what they believe contributes to the effectiveness of massage. My favorite quote is, by rejecting the use of protocols or checklists in favor of creating individualized treatment plans, participants indicated that they were not only willing, but believed it was vital to sit comfortably with uncertainty. And to wrap up this update, here are the massage therapy events coming up. If you want to catch a Healwell live class, we have oncology classes June 7th through 9th in Indianapolis, August 23rd through 25th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and October 23rd through 25th in Keene, New Hampshire. Healwell's hospital-based massage therapy stewardship is November 5th through 8th in Washington, D.C., and there are two SCAR classes remaining for the year with Kathy Ryan. One is September 21st through 22nd in Fairfax, Virginia, and the other is October 26th through 27th in Santa Monica, California. And as mentioned before, Healwell Homecoming is September 20th through 21st in Arlington, Virginia. Other live conferences include the AFMTE Educational Conference, July 11th through 13th in Kansas City, Missouri, the AMTA National Convention, September 12th through 14th in Tampa, Florida, the FSMTB Annual Meeting, October 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C., and the Black Massage Therapist Conference, October 8th through 9th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Tickets for the Black Massage Therapist Conference are not yet on sale, but you can sign up on the website to be notified when they are available. If you're looking to stick close to home, the Healwell online community is sponsoring a special event called How to Remember What You Read on May 19th, which will be taught by yours truly. We will also have an online book club on June 27th. We are reading Care, the Highest State of Capitalism. Book clubs happen once in a blue moon, so I encourage you to join us in the community at community.healwell.org. If you have any national or state-level news about massage therapy that you would like to share, please send an email with your news and a link to your source to podcast@healwell.org. You can subscribe to our Patreon for early episodes and full interviews, and you can always join us in the Healwell community. This has been your April News Rubdown, and thank you for listening.